And Matt Bevan joins us now with what's making news around the world. Hi, Matt.
G'day, Fran. The Christopher Steele dossier is something that people following US politics closely are very familiar with. It's an opposition research document on Donald Trump, which first came to light when it was published in January this year by BuzzFeed News, who weren't the only news organisation to have their hands on it, but they were the only ones who decided it was worth publishing. The dossier is 35 pages long, with dot points detailing the results of former British spy Christopher Steele's investigation into President Trump's background. It details alleged connections with Vladimir Putin's government in Russia and WikiLeaks, and alleges that Russia has salacious, compromising material which would be damaging to President Trump if it were published. In the middle of last year, the document was handed to the FBI and formed the basis of their initial investigation into Donald Trump and his campaign's ties to Russia. Reports suggest that Robert Mueller, the special prosecutor, is also looking into it. Since then, though, through investigations by journalists and counterterrorism officials, several parts of the document have been corroborated, though not any of the most salacious allegations. You can find several analyses of which parts of the document have been confirmed or denied online. But the question has always remained who paid for it. The story has always been that the research by Christopher Steele's employer Fusion GPS was originally funded by one of Donald Trump's opponents in the Republican primary, and Donald Trump says he has an idea of which opponent funded it. But yesterday, the Washington Post reported that a lawyer by the name of Mark Elias, who represented Hillary Clinton's campaign and the Democratic National Committee, helped pay for the dossier after the Republican funding dried up in April last year, through to the end of the campaign. The Hillary Clinton campaign has refused to confirm that they paid for the report, but we do know that they paid Mark Elias's law firm $5.6 million during her campaign. So the alleged middleman, Fran, got $5.6 million. We don't know how much of that went to Christopher Steele. President Trump jumped on Fox Business this morning in order to talk about this dossier and the revelations about the payment.
What I was amazed at, it's almost $6 million that they paid, and it's totally discredited. It's a total phony. I call it fake news. It's disgraceful. It's disgraceful.
I think her word that she likes to use that's so serviceable about that dossier, debunked. It's been debunked.
Well, and, you know, it's very interesting. She denied it. Her own people denied it. Everybody denied it. And now they're sort of scooting around trying to figure out what to say.
The argument that Donald Trump's allies are hoping to push is that because Hillary Clinton paid for the dossier, it's worthless, and any investigation stemming from it is also worthless. But the FBI and Mueller investigation would argue that they aren't taking the dossier as a fact. They're using it as a bit of a map to help them look for clues in the investigation. However, the Washington Post story is certainly good news for the president. The other big story in the US is about this raid in Niger, which killed four US servicemen earlier this month. Back in February, when a Navy SEAL named Ryan Owens was killed in a raid in Yemen, this is what Donald Trump said about that.
This was something that was, just they wanted to do. And they came to see me. They explained what they wanted to do. The generals, who are very respected. My generals are the most respected that we've had in many decades, I believe. And they lost Ryan.
Donald Trump on Fox News in February, and this is what he said today when he was asked whether he personally approved the raid in Niger where four Americans died.
No, I didn't. Not specifically. But I have generals that are great generals. These are great fighters. These are warriors. My generals and my military, they have decision-making ability. As far as the incident that we're talking about, I've been seeing it just like you've been seeing it.
He also addressed this comment from the widow of one of the soldiers killed, LaDavid Johnson.
He couldn't remember my husband's name. The only way he remembered my husband's name because he told me he had my husband report in front of him.
Maisha Johnson there. Here's Donald Trump's response to that today.
They put a chart in front, LaDavid, says LaDavid Johnson. So I quote right from the beginning, there's no hesitation. One of the great memories of all time. There was no hesitation.
During that press conference this morning, next to his helicopter, President Trump was asked if he thought that he should be more civil.
Well, I think the press makes me more uncivil than I am. You know, people don't understand. I went to an Ivy League college. I was a nice student. I did very well. I'm a very intelligent person. I think the press creates a different image of Donald Trump than the real person.
This morning, President Trump was being civil on Twitter. He says he spoke to President Xi of China to congratulate him on his extraordinary elevation. He also discussed North Korea and trade, two very important subjects, with President Xi. President Trump is visiting China in the next couple of weeks, Fran.
Matt, thank you very much.
Cheers, Fran.
Matt Bevan, you're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 11 minutes to 7.